The Boise State Public Radio app. News, music, and more.
Idaho Matters.
Morning Edition.
All things considered.
The Connector.
And more.
And more.
You can take us wherever you go and stay connected. Without it, you're missing out. Download it free.
You can also communicate using the Talk to Us tab.
The Boise State Public Radio app.
You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. Our state's latest coronavirus surge is continuing, and the spike in new cases is corresponding with the emergence of the Delta variant, but it also comes just as K through 12 schools, as well as some colleges and universities, are set to open, some as soon as Monday. Kevin Richard with the Idaho Ed News has been following the numbers, and he's joining us today to talk more about this. Hi, Kevin.
Hi, Gemma. How are you doing?
I'm good. So, Kevin, let's just start with the numbers themselves. Not only are we seeing the largest case increase since January, we're seeing more kids getting COVID.
Yeah, the numbers are not very encouraging. As I've been tracking them, we're running at about 600 new cases per day, which translates to about, last week it came to 3,700 new cases. And you're right. We haven't seen that kind of an increase in cases since January. And think back to where we were in January. We were coming out of that huge surge in cases, late fall into the holiday season. The vaccines were just beginning to roll out. The state had just begun getting vaccines into long-term care facilities, and we're just beginning to make the vaccine available to school teachers and school staff. So here we are 7 months later, and we're looking at a surge that is on that level. The only question is, which way are the numbers going to go from here? Are they going to continue to rise? Are they going to plateau? Is this thing going to slow down? Right now, indications, just from what we've seen the past couple of weeks, the numbers are surging.
And they're surging across the country. I mean, I believe exactly. The CDC came out with a weekly report just yesterday saying that there were 94,000 new cases of COVID in children this last week. And a lot of that, Kevin, can be placed back to schools that have opened in certain parts of the country with masks optional.
Right. And we really don't know what to expect when schools do open. What we are seeing with the numbers for child cases in Idaho, those numbers are going up a bit. They're still not very high. As I looked at the numbers from last week, about 12% of the new cases involved school-aged kids, kids from ages 5 to 17. That's a little bit higher than we've seen. That number has been at about the 10% level through most of the pandemic. So 12%, not a huge increase, but it is an increase. Mm-hmm. And school is not open yet, but Boise schools are going to open on Monday. Other schools are going to follow fairly soon. The big question is, what's going to happen when you put kids together in school, especially kids under the age of 12 who aren't eligible to get the vaccine? We really don't know what to expect. We don't know how these cases might affect kids, and we don't know how the spread might affect communities. That's the big unknown at this point.
So, Kevin, let's start with the Boise School District. The school board met last week, made a decision to put a mask mandate in place. And once again, there is controversy surrounding this.
Masks in schools have become this polarizing issue. It's been that way for a while, but it feels like it's even more of a heated debate as we head into another school year, a second school year of the pandemic, because you're right. This announcement came last week, Monday night, the Boise School Board met. The issue was not really on their agenda, but you had a number of parents show up to protest, to complain about the decision. You had a few folks who showed up supporting the decision, but that gives you a sense of just how emotional this issue is. And again, we've talked about this before, the state is really not taking a position one way or the other on requiring masks or, on the other hand, banning mask mandates like you've seen in other states. It's really become an issue that's decided at the local level. So you've got trustees in 115 school districts who are all going to be dealing with this question in one way or in another. So you had Boise go back to masks. You had Caldwell had a marathon meeting last night decided to stick with where they are, where they've been, which is recommending but not requiring masks. You know, West Ada, we'll wait and see. It's really a decision that the new superintendent in the West Ada district could make at any time. You know, who knows? Who knows what districts and colleges and universities are going to do? It could be a real patchwork. It could be different from district to district, from school to school, from grade to grade. You know, your guess is as good as mine what it's going to look like in the next couple of weeks and few weeks as this plays out.
Well, and also I think what's interesting, Kevin, is not only do we have 115 different public school districts, we have different health districts in our state. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. So, for example, let's take Central District Health. Central District Health is recommending that mask mandates are put in place in schools indoors.
Right. They're following what CDC has recommended. Exactly.
Right. Some school districts are then saying, well, see, CDH is only, you know, suggesting. It's like, let's be clear. Central District Health cannot mandate that. That does come down to the local level. Correct?
Right. And it could come down to kind of a hyper-local level. I mean, the West Ada District theoretically could make a decision that varies from school to school. And I can understand part of that if you're dealing with an elementary school and you're dealing with kids who are 12 and under who can't be vaccinated. Mm-hmm. Maybe you use a different standard with that in mind. But, you know, the vaccination numbers for junior high school and high school kids are also really low. So it's not like junior high school kids and high school kids are in any kind of situation approaching herd immunity. I mean, let's be real; those vaccination numbers are extremely low.
Mm-hmm. And we also know that there are private schools, private and parochial schools, who made the decision to have mask mandates in place last year, who had very, very low numbers of COVID, who are now going mask optional. So we're seeing this trend almost, Kevin, of just, you know, taking kids back to school and kind of taking that wait and see approach to see what happens.
It really has been a slow rollout and it really has been kind of a wait and see approach. And it's surprised me a little bit as a reporter. I mean, I was writing about this a month ago as we were starting to see the numbers increase nationally. I mean, I don't see how, you know, educators or education leaders or administrators could be terribly surprised that this is the situation that we're looking at here, second week of August. I mean, you know, in some ways, you know, the coronavirus has been very unpredictable. In some ways, it's fairly predictable. You know, what's playing out in Idaho with the surge in the Delta variant is exactly what's happening all across the country, especially in red states, especially in states with low overall vaccination rates. You know, Idaho is right in line with what's happening in the rest of the country. We're not an outlier in any way, shape, or form.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk about colleges and universities because they also play a part in this mix. I mean, at least in the sense of colleges and universities, Kevin, every student has the opportunity to be vaccinated.
Exactly. And when you think about Boise State is going with a mask recommendation, and they're banking on the fact that they feel like their vaccination numbers going back to the spring were fairly good. You know, they point to numbers that show that even students are vaccinated at more than 50%. Not the 70% herd immunity number that we keep hearing bandied about, mm-hmm. but a lot higher than the overall vaccination rate for 18 to 24-year-olds. And, you know, Boise State will point to the vaccination rates for faculty and employees, which are even higher. So I think they're hoping that there's been enough vaccination already within that community that they can get along with a mask recommendation as opposed to a mask mandate. And what you're going to see at Boise State and what you're probably going to see at the other colleges and universities around the state is a real push to get students vaccinated when they get back to school. Make it easy, make the vaccine accessible, yeah, make it so that a student doesn't even have to walk out of his or her way to get to a vaccination clinic. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we'll see. But, you know, they can't mandate vaccines. You know, the state's prohibition on vaccine passports, that covers colleges and universities. So there's no mandate in place. Even the private universities and colleges aren't mandating it at this point. At least in
however, though, Kevin, let let's talk about one of the private universities, the College of Idaho, and what they have decided to do.
And, yeah, I wrote about this.
You wrote about this.
It's interesting. I wrote about this about a month ago. They're not mandating it, but boy, they're making it hard to not get vaccinated if you're a college student. I mean, you have three options if you're a student there. You can get the vaccine. You can get a health or religious exemption, and it has to be approved. You can't just say, look, I don't want to get it because of religious reasons. You have to, you have to get the go ahead. Or you can get tested every week at your own expense, which is $89 a week. And, you know, I didn't have 89 bucks a week to spend on much of anything when I was a college student.
Kevin, I didn't have 89 bucks in my first job that I could just spare.
$89 buys a lot of ramen noodles. So
yes, it does.
So basically, I mean, they're hoping to get more vaccinations.
But I found that approach to be really interesting, Kevin, when you're in a situation at a higher ed institution where because everyone is, you know, you can get the vaccine if you choose. You are in that age group. Mm-hmm. So it's interesting to take this type of approach, right? It's not a mandate, but it's certainly, as you said, not going to be an easy road if you choose to not be vaccinated.
Yeah, and I think it's very clear what we've seen, you know, throughout, you know, the events of the past few weeks. Vaccine mandates are very controversial. You know, look at what's going on with the hospitals and look at what's been going on with the hospitals. The idea of a mandate, you know, it's tough. It creates a backlash. And, you know, I think, you know, what you see in College of Idaho do is, you know, step up right to that line, but not step over the line to a full-on mandate.
Mm-hmm. And then, as we say, I think that many people are on pins and needles as we start this school year, because I think it's fair to say that not one parent or educator expected to be in this place when school got out in May and June.
No, that's a really good point. You know, I was interviewing Kurt Liebig, the president of the State Board of Education, on Monday for a podcast that I'll post on Friday. And we talked about that. And he said, you know, look, I went out of state on vacation around the 4th of July, and I thought we were behind this. I thought we'd gotten through, and I thought we were looking at a pretty normal start to the school year. And it's frustrating to be in this position. And, you know, I think we can all relate to that. You know, his frustrations, I think, are everybody's frustrations. I mean, here we are talking about a new strain of the virus and what it means for schools. You know, you as a parent, you're having to make really difficult decisions that you were hoping were behind you. You know, frustration, I think, is the watchword of the day.
Right. And then to frankly see what happens when these schools open, mask optional, when we are seeing in real time what's happening in southern states that have already opened.
Right. And what we're seeing with the child case numbers in Idaho right now, with school not in session. So, you know, we're in for a rough road. We're in for a rough few weeks simply because it takes time, even if vaccinations pick up, and they do seem like they're picking up a little bit. It takes weeks, as we all know, any of us who went through the vaccination process a few months ago. It takes time, two doses, give it time to kick in and get you to full vaccination. You're several weeks away from being vaccinated if you start today, and school is going to be in session before folks who are getting vaccinated right now are fully covered, fully protected.
And we're going to be lucky if kids under the age of 12 will even qualify, you know, before October. So we will be in the midst.
Right.
Of
I mean, September is the date that I've heard, but that's again, yeah, you're still looking at the fall before that really is going to make a difference.
Mm-hmm. As always, we so appreciate you coming on the program, Kevin, and all the reporting that you do. And I have a feeling this will be the first of many conversations about this.
I'm afraid you're right, but I'm available anytime.
I do appreciate that. We've been talking with Kevin Richard with Idaho Education News. We'll have more Idaho Matters coming up next. that'll do it for this episode of Idaho Matters. Thanks so much for listening. And just a reminder, you can find all of our episodes wherever you get your podcasts.